place. Firstly, you raised issues around alignment of our presentation with the strategy document that we produced. One could also, when we sort of had to account for the baseline for the figures, which is that that was a little bit of a challenge. And going forward, it means before we put anything in our strategy, we need to have clear thinking. Is this doable and how are we going to do it? So that's the first lesson for us. The second one, Chair, which you raised particularly with the regional part, is the issue of impact. We're spending this money, we're investing so much. What is that, the level of impact of the investment you make here? So it's an issue of the outcome-based approach to say we're spending so much and what is the benefit of that, the value add. And the other one is the issue of funding. And when you talk funding, maybe, as I've said in the minister before, there's, Chair and Honourable Member, we've got competing demands. And maybe there's a need for a debate, even within the department, to really decide, make hard strategic choices. What is it that you think should be done first? Because there is no money to do everything. And whether in that debate the minister will have to consult the portfolio committee and engage the portfolio committee. You know, you've got challenges across the board. You know, we've got local government and we've got issues affecting the core business of drugs. Resource directed measures, we have a backlog in that area. Planning, we need to intensify planning. The regulation, we need to stabilize regulation. And we look at, if we look at that, that's a core function of drugs. Against the local government support, this is not necessarily the primary function of drugs, but there is an expectation which is a fact and legitimate from members of parliament there. How do we help with the problems of local government? Local government affects everybody, and local government is about this country. So how then do we get involved and integrate our own input and contribution towards that? So that's another issue. The other one is an issue of transformation. When I talk transformation, I'm not talking numbers of black and white. For me, transformation is about access. Running access, transformation is about participation and involvement of people. So how do we also unpack as a department the concept transformation and get it translated into practical deliverables into our studies? I think the numbers, the minister herself, what you also find here, we've got a study there, and the minister started to even question the figures were here, which means we needed the department to go back and mobilize the minister. So the minister was suggesting this, and this is the basis. So there should be some argument that we put forward to the minister. I think another lesson for us here is the issue of us as technocrats putting forward proposals to politicians to say, here are the five options. This is the cost-benefit analysis of each option. And then at the policy level, politicians will make the call. But for us as technocrats, it's just to put everything on the table for politicians to be able to make the call. I think that was also another issue. And the other issue is the issue of rollover. Engaging traders. If we are seeing a situation, anticipating understanding, or we see that we're going to have rollover, can we proactively engage traders and use that money for urgent and quite critical projects that may be making at the time. And so this is my analysis, and I think there's another lesson. We need to be able, after all, we are going to have in the department a reflection. We have to reflect on what happened there. We need to have a reflection, DDG, Chief Director together, to say, going forward, what are the issues that we go to Parliament that we should anticipate? We must be able to anticipate questions. For example, the argument that was raised, if you are doing green growth that you are monitoring, the assumption is that you should know how many labs you have in this country. So that's an assumption. Because we can't come here and say we are monitoring, but we don't know how many labs we have in this country. So we need to be engaged in a process of anticipating questions that are inherent in the functioning of the department. So those are the issues during our reflection that we're going to be doing. As a team together, we have to get together and say, what were the lessons for all of us? How do we improve the issues related? For example, our group on behalf of the department said, we are committed, I'm committing on behalf of that, we have to deliver the document to you 3 days before the presentation date. We also have to produce clear printing copies for you to be able to engage us from what you are presenting to you. Also, we need to get a little bit more organized in order not to waste time on your own time. The other one is related to the issue. We need to present to you the departmental event calendar. Let us have given you this in general. I think it was an oversight on our part for us not to have given you the departmental events. Because in that session, you are able to say we can support them, we can be there with us when we are doing the PR exercise. And also the issue here of our first notice here, and I have noticed that after general we have academic developed the strategy. If you go to the cluster system, what you are going to find? You are going to find an output called establishment of the water economy regulator. And the oversight that has happened, we don't have it in our study, but the president actually has imposed it on us to do it. But it's not reflected in the study. It's one mistake that I've seen. I think I have to acknowledge that it was an oversight, but what we are going to do is check it in. Our business plan, which we want to share with you, we are working on the business plan. We are going to ensure that we cover all the issues we've raised here, and even the issues around the, you know, your green job, your business certificate. Those issues, we need to improve our business plan. And we provide with a calendar of events and also maybe indicate to the areas where we may need the support and we may need the partnership issue, particularly in building up the issue of around the issue of competitive. Colleagues will agree with the minister as I have spoken about competitive. To really indicate that we need to do things different. Because we're doing a lot of work, positive work, and the public is not as affected aware of all the things that we are doing. So we had a discussion at our last conference and we said, how do we turn around the whole communication landscape in a manner that we are able to tell the public, this is the work we're doing in the department, and sometimes even to indicate these are the challenges, but we're working together with certain partners. And I think here's another issue raised around communication. To what extent, when we've got these events, are we also partnering with our own institutions? Because we've got so many institutions that we can partner, so there's an issue around NGOs, there's an issue around our institution, how do we work together to improve our communication? Because there are some of them who are really making proposals to work with us, so we need to look at that. So going forward, Chairperson, we are going to await a date from you, but we will not await for that date. We will do our presentations now, submit them to you, and then wait for the date to do the presentation to finish the candidate. But we are going to reflect, have a reflection, a session where we can really say how to improve the situation and considering all the issues raised by the members. Thank you very much.
Acting DG. And one that maybe you might have forgotten that was raised yesterday was the working relationship that is between your regional chief director and the municipality. So they should be part of the municipalities in the provinces. Of processes and everything. So at the end, for instance, you saw what happened yesterday with the Limpopo regional chief director. We didn't have a clue of what is happening in Limpopo. So we might think if the job is only Limpopo, then you discover that even in other provinces we have the same challenge. So there too, we need to assist those people who are deployed today. Anyway, how many are women of those 9 people?
One.
No wonder there's nothing going on.
Oh, there's a new one that we have appointed for Northwest.
But I'm not saying that you must just appoint because they're well invested. We need people who know how to do this thing. We need women in charge. Abanga just talk. And Portland is not in that same thing. I threw Portland at Sandega. But then, yes, it's got a very strong one. Boy, you thought that, not. I know it is. That's why I'm supposed to keep it to you. You know, we are spreading a lot of things. Babu Skosa, you want to say something? All right, okay.
Thank you, Chair. I've heard what all of you have spoken in terms of the way forward, but if you allow me, Chair, and honorable members, I may need to make an observation. Perhaps as we nurture the relationship, we intend to nurture over this particular term and beyond. I do view that your position as a portfolio committee, other than the oversight over the implementation of policy that may be on our table in the form of legislation and regulation, it may reach a stage whereby, I think the stage is already there, it may reach a stage whereby as officials, I might have used the term bureaucrats, as officials, we would need to provide you with information that will shape certain policy matters. Now, for example, the issues we are talking about, for instance, TCTA or the water boards or the CMA, there could be issues around pricing, for example, the pricing of water in this country. Those are policy matters which do not necessarily amount to the fact that what has the department done, because as a department officials, we are not risk takers. Actually, let us admit that that's a difference. We do not take risk as you would, and there would be a tendency generally if certain processes that lead to a policy shift, individuals would tend to protect their territories. In most cases, the shift, a policy shift of one form or the other, take the case, for example, the price review that we'll discuss later on. Let us say we want to change on the way agriculture or whatever sector is currently being charged for the use of raw water. Obviously, that's not an easy matter that you leave to the officials. But what we can do is to provide you with the necessary input on demand or on request, as the case may be, for you to take a position on the matter and say, this is our position on this particular issue, in order to take it forward. Now, for instance, we're talking about economic regulator, which has been alluded to by Honorable Minister. That's a policy matter. It's not a matter. We can provide input, what our thoughts are, but the final adoption, the final consideration of the recommendation, a process that we can initiate, but then the final recommendation, and what shape that particular regulator will take, is a matter that will require your indulgence. Now, some of the things that we have highlighted here, for example, of course, being very specific on Jozini or whatever, there may be indications of certain policy gaps. That's the point I'm trying to make. Or a failure to implement a certain policy. Now, there may also be a mechanism, whether you are the appropriate body or another body, a mechanism to evaluate whether that particular policy has worked for us or it will work for us going forward. Or if it's a policy gap, what sort of policy gap or what steps do we need to take in order to fill that particular policy gap? For example, when you talk about triple B, let's say we're not seeing those numbers going through and Honorable Escosana is not happy, for example, or another interested party. We need to know, is it a policy gap or is it a failure to implement that particular policy that is already in existence? Now, in that case, therefore, what we owe you, we'll not make that particular policy choice, is for us to make the recommendations, provide you with the necessary data analysis and the perhaps possible options available, considered as the acting leader has pointed out, to say what is coming out from the analysis, both qualitative and quantitative first, is a picture that will point to this particular direction and which would then require this particular committee to take a policy position on that. I think that is what I would think. From the interaction we had last time and the interaction we have had today, it would appear to me that we will need that particular support from your side if we have to make certain things to move.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ayaya. We are still going to abuse you in some instances where we want to get information on how to go about in getting into the minds of especially those in the National Treasury of trying to assist in the department I think we have come to the end of this session. I'm told that Tuesday is open. We don't have a program for Tuesday because Wednesday, apparently, the house sits in the morning. Apparently, yeah. Now we have to shift it to Tuesday. Apparently, the president is not available in the afternoon, the 24th. Wednesday, the 24th. It's Wednesday. Yeah, so he will answer questions in the morning. And therefore, on Tuesday, we'll meet Mbasa and Khatebe. That is Water Support 2010 and Rainwater Harvest Program. Those two for Tuesday, because we don't have much time. It's only 2.5 hours, so we can share that between the two of you. Or and the CFO, yeah, on budget allocation. The three of you, Tuesday next week, yeah. Yeah.
No, the priorities by saying this Tuesday, I'm not sure about it.
you are not here, you did not hear that, because it's not going to happen. Yeah, they may try their luck, but they won't get it right. If there are any changes, definitely we'll tell you. Now, let me just then take to thank the department and members of parliament on behalf of this, on behalf of my office.
Thank you, Slalo. Yeah, let me take this opportunity to thank DG and all the officials who came and presented this committee. And I must say, DG, that I'm humbled by your commitment to really improve on whatever you have just said. Communication, the way you are doing your things, I mean, in relation to the document, we were embarrassed. They were not clear, some were not available, but because we have committed to ourselves to improve on all these things, we really appreciate it, and we will have our support. And all the members of parliament, we know others have different committees that we were supposed to go to, but really we appreciate that you have availed yourself. On that note, on behalf of the chairperson, I would like to thank everybody, including the staff of parliament, for making this workshop so lively. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Yeah, he did not thank himself. And by the way, he's a chief, so he actually abused his status. He can't thank anyone. I'm the one who's supposed to have thanked everyone, and then I'm sorry about that. Again, thank you very much for being with us for these 2 days. I really appreciate it. I know you are a very busy person. It's not easy for you to sit here for 2 full days, but I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Contribution and everyone experience counts. So thank you very much, because I know most of you guys are very experienced in this thing. So I'm actually very excited to work with members, especially from the opposition. As I had said previously, that if there are some people who are empowering a member of the opposition in this section, because most of us from the ruling party are new in the committee, but they've been in the committee and they are really encouraging by way of supporting us as members of parliament. Thank you very much, sir. Thanks.
Thank you.